Time for our weekly conversation with Flotesh, your first lady of the Aegean sports scene. Follow her on Twitter, the handle at Kristen E. Rogers. Keep up with what she's doing for KEZI Sports, channel 709 on your Comcast Xfinity system. As you may have presumed, Kristen Rogers joins us. KR, happy Friday. How you doing?
Happy Friday. This is our last high school show of the week this weekend, Steve. I mean, this is crazy. Basketball season, it's almost over. Who would have thought?
It does happen, or, but it does sneak up.
I guess I should say, though, like the start of like real like tournaments and everything's coming up. So if you're one of those believers that the NBA season doesn't start until the playoffs, like do the same thing with college basketball, which I feel like is a little different. But best part's coming up right now then.
I want to start with something we probably haven't talked about since the trials over the summer, track and field. Ducks in Seattle for the Mountain Pacific Championships, trying to qualify for nationals. You posted the press session with Coach Robert Johnson, and you asked him if there was anything in particular he was focused on. What are some of the events he thinks are key that he told you?
Yeah, well, really, it's just about people that are on the bubble right now. And he thinks a lot of those are in the quarters, 400s. But right now, Oregon has done a phenomenal job so far this indoor season, making sure everyone's hitting all their marks and, you know, really setting above their mark and setting some records, which has been a great indoor season so far for the Ducks. And with the NCAA tournament. My mind's blown up.
Yeah, I see where you're going.
With NCAA indoors coming up for the Ducks, you know, they want to make sure that they have as many people as they can qualify. And I think Robert Johnson said they have about 30 individuals right now, which is crazy to think about. But really, this weekend at the MPSF Championships is making sure that those people that are on the bubble can set marks that will ultimately send them to NCAA indoors coming up very soon.
Yeah, that's Texas A&M in a couple of weeks.
Yeah.
I want to get to an NBA thought. Game one out of the break, you're a big Warriors fan. They went nuts in the second half and crushed the Clippers. Kevin Durant, no longer what you consider new to the team. They're almost five games ahead of the Spurs. Looks like they'll be the one seed. A lot of questions coming in, but you got to feel pretty good about their chances to not only win the West, but the whole thing.
Yeah, I mean, I'm always going to be a little bit hesitant after last year.
Yeah.
I think that's always in the back of our minds as fans, as much as we want to put that away. But I think more than anything, the first half of this season has really brought up a lot of like rivalries or not rivalries. And I'm always seeing them with Warriors now. You know, there was a lot of talk between Steph and LeBron not saying that they have a rivalry with Steph, or the Cavs have a rivalry with Golden State, and then obviously with Russell Westbrook going back with KD. And it's weird. I feel like there's so much like talk off the court right now of rivalries or not rivalries, and it's just like, okay. I mean, I am kind of one of those believers. You know, regular season means, you know, a lot in NBA, but I'm really kind of waiting for postseason to really kick around before we can finally start talking and, I mean, maybe getting into some of those rivalries. But, you know, Golden State does look good right now. Can't complain about that.
Talking with Kristen Rogers, KEZI. Let's get to Oregon football. They made it official this week. Marcus Arroyo, now part of Willie Taggart's staff. He'll wear many hats. Kind of an interesting resume, and almost nomadic. This is his seventh gig the past 10 years. For the folks not all that familiar, how many jobs does he actually have with the Ducks, and what have you learned about him?
Yeah, I mean, he's going to be the co-offensive coordinator, the tight ends coach, and the quarterbacks coach. So I think what was interesting was, you know, we thought that for a while that, you know, Willie Taggart was going to take over the quarterbacks position, and then he mentioned that he was kind of going to give those opportunities to someone else, and obviously we now see that with Marcus Arroyo, and obviously, you know, we knew that someone was going to need to fill the tight ends coach position as well, but that's a lot of hats. I mean, especially considering, you know, Oregon has had some, you know, obviously Farrah Brown's graduating, but has some great tight end, you know, prospects in there. And obviously, you know, he's going to be the guy that's dealing with all the quarterbacks right now. There's so much going on right now. And I think finally, you know, I joked to you a few weeks ago, Steve, that I just wanted someone to give me a list of who's going to coach what positions. And I feel like we kind of have that right now. So we can kind of take a breath and, you know, heading into spring ball. But, I mean, of course, you know, we'll see what happens. The cool thing is when I talked with Willie Taggart last week, he said that there are going to be some spring practices that are open to the media. Music to my ears. Heavens have opened. Angels are singing. so we'll be able to see some more interaction, hopefully, of, you know, what Arroyo is able to do with all of those positions. Because it is hard for position coaches to be able to work out specifically with, you know, all of their players, especially when he's also has that co-OC title as well.
Open practice in a democracy. Who'd have thunk it?
Hallelujah.
Let's move to Oregon basketball. The women are home to wrap the regular season with the Northern California schools. On the KEZI site, there's an interview of Jacinta Vandenberg, one of the seniors, who's going to have her master's this spring. She's got the reputation, I think they refer to her as the Mama Duck to all the freshmen, what she does in the community. You get to spend time around the players. Can we gush enough about what an amazing young woman and kind of the definitive student athlete she is?
Yeah, I mean, how awesome is she? I mean, everything that she does, from, you know, Eugene Mission to, I think she's interning with the juvenile detention center next semester. I mean, like, she is just phenomenal, and she definitely is just one of those people where, you know, you watch her interviews or even, you know, able to talk to her, and she just kind of has that smile, and you can't ignore the accent because she makes her just a really likable person. And I mean, you know, Kelly Graves said at the beginning of the year that she was going to be one of the most important keys for this team, purely because she was one of the, you know, the upperclassmen coming back, and Oregon was really lacking in that area. And, you know, she says that she likes to deal with the bigs more than anything. But, yeah, I mean, it's, you know, Mama Duckling, she's the one that's making sure that all of her ducks are in a row. And, you know, she was joking, you know, in the interviews yesterday that she thought that she knew she was going to start crying come senior day. And, I mean, you know, 5-year career, having done all that she's done, you know, finish her undergrad in 3 years, you know, have her finish her master's, you know, now in 5, and have a phenomenal career for the Ducks, and seeing the trajectory that this program is going in more than anything else. I mean, she was one of the first people that really came in with Kelly, and, you know, she's already seen how much the program has been able to grow under him, and now she knows the trajectory that this program is going to be on.
And folks, by the way, go to KEZI.com and check out the interview. It'll warm your heart. A couple of final thoughts for Kristen Rogers at KEZI. The talk with Kelly Graves split in the mountains last week. They're right around 30th in the power rankings. I think it's Charlie Cream of ESPN has them in the tournament as a 9 seed. And, of course, beating Stanford on Sunday would be huge. Safe to say the coach feels secure. Even a win tonight will do a great job of kind of solidifying their spot and into the conference tournament.
Oh, yeah. I mean, especially considering, you know, the fact that it is the Bay Area schools. And, you know, the last I think it's ironic the last time, you know, Oregon women obviously played at Cal, it was Akiva at Haas by Sabrina Ionescu. And obviously we saw that a few nights ago with Dylan Brooks. And, oh, my goodness. But, you know, I think it's great that, you know, Oregon is able to have that confidence. And, you know, I think tonight would be big for them to have that confidence of beating Cal at home on their home court, and then knowing that, you know, Stanford's coming in for senior day. Like, there's a lot of emotions that obviously come on senior day performances, and I know that would be huge for Oregon as well. But their NCAA tournament resume looks good right now. I mean, it looks kind of the best of what we've seen in the past few years. And, you know, this is looking like it's going to be the year that they finally make it to the tournament.
All right, let's move to the men. It might sound simple. You posted it on Twitter. They had 16 points in the first half, a low under Dana Altman, and they score more than triple that. And beyond the crazy math, you mentioned the Dylan Brooks clutch gamer. A loss at Cal would not have been tragic. But in essence, that win, safe to say, it kept everything alive. Conference title, 1 seed, all of it.
Oh, hands down. I mean, Oregon has always kind of had some rough goes of it on the road in the Bay Area. Don't know what it is, but they've always kind of had that problem. You know, last year they were obviously swept in the Bay Area, and Dana made it very clear that they don't have any margin for error to lose those kind of games. They could not lose to Cal. And, you know, I think the biggest thing that Dana had talked about, and he said that the key to them getting those wins on the road this year was bringing that defensive energy with them. And, I mean, 30-16 in the first half against Cal, like, yeah, you know, you're maybe holding Cal defensively a little bit, but your offense is not going. And, I mean, Dana's always said, you know, have your defense and hopefully your shots will fall. And obviously that's what we saw in that second half. But, man, I mean, we all knew it was going to go to Dylan, and that was something. I mean, you know, you want a clutch guy shooting threes for you to win the game. He is that, like, that's it to a T. but I think that definitely gives Oregon the confidence going into Maples Pavilion coming up tomorrow, that, you know, they get that win, one more in Corvallis, and, you know, they're right on pace.
Let's wrap like we usually do. You kind of alluded to it a little bit earlier, but what are you and your KEZI gang up to this weekend that we could look for on the tube?
Yeah, you know, it's so crazy to think, but, you know, this is the last, you know, high school show of the season for us for basketball. So we're going to be everywhere. Our Mike Scow is going to be up in Corvallis hitting all those games. And then, of course, the Oregon State-Stanford women's game, because that's going to be a big one tonight. I'm going to be hitting a few schools around here before I head over to Oregon for their game against Cal. And then our Jonathan Stiles is going to be hitting up some other high school games tonight. And then Jonathan and I will be on the desk at 11:14 if you want to tune in for some great coverage. Again, our last show of the season before, you know, playoffs kind of have already started play-ins. But it's crazy to think that, you know, high school basketball season is, you know, wrapping up.
It's amazing. 11:14. All right. Next time I'll need some more specifics.
Yes. You can follow 11:14 o'clock. On the dot, yeah.
You got it. Channel 709 on your Comcast Xfinity, KZI.com online, at Kristen E. Rogers. KR, always a pleasure. Enjoy your weekend, and we'll catch up soon.
You too, Steve.